fans, we're here at RCW Voltage. Got a chance to talk with the ring announcer today, yep. Andre C. Many people know him here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Andre, first of all, looks like we have an exciting show tonight.
Oh, I am excited. Like, you got the company versus career match. You got a great two great title matches tonight, both singles titles on the line. Like, and you got triple threats, another tag matches. Like, it's gonna be a great time tonight.
Well, you know what? When we dive right in, first of all, I know in our opening match, the newly crowned RCW Commonwealth Champion, Christian Strife, we know him as the Saint of Striking. We've watched this guy graduate up from obscurity years ago to being a heavy contender these days, taking on one of the members of the collective. We're talking about UGG. First of all, how are you looking at this match, and what are you seeing?
Well, look at this. I think it's a rebirth for Strife again, because last month, losing in Calgary for the championship, it was his first loss here since returning to RCW. Comes back with more fire this month, picks up the title. I think you could, with his ability in the ring, his striking, his speed, Ugg's got power. He does have the power behind him, but with Strife's abilities in the ring and what I've seen, especially from last month and what and everything I've heard about from Calgary yesterday, I have to give this one to Strife, just because brand new champion. Yes, he's going up against the collective in total, because you never know where Slammer's going to be, and you know Thaddeus is going to be on the outside. But I think just pure ability wise, I think Strife's going to pick it up. It's going to be hard fought, but I think he'll keep the title in this match.
Fans, we have a chance here to talk with the new RCW Commonwealth Champion Strife. Strife, first of all, congratulations on your win.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? You had a hard-fought battle. You took on Tiger Ellie, a guy who's been holding that belt for a while, a strong guy, also a fan favorite like yourself. You guys had a very clean 2 out of 3 fall match where not only did you win, but a little bit of maybe strife headed towards Tiger Ellie. You used the rock bottom on him.
Yeah, well, earlier in the match, you saw he set me up for the go-to-sleep, which has been mine for a while now. So I figured turnabout is fair play at this point. So kicked him in the head, go to sleep. He wouldn't go down because he is a tough challenge. Well, he was a tough champion. I'm the tough champion now. But go to sleep, rock bottom. I had to literally pull out every trick in the bag. For those live, I actually did bust out a pile driver. He still wouldn't stay down. So props to him. But in the end, I did walk out with the title.
Now, this puts you in a unique position here in RCW. You went from a hungry contender inside the ocean to being the big target fish now that everyone's going to be coming after. Looking in the rear view, who's got maybe you got a little bit worried about in your sights?
Anybody. I'll take them all on. When I started here again, I said I would fight anybody, anywhere, anytime, and I stuck to that. As a champion, it's not going to change. I know Dan O'Burns is working his way up. I know Ugg's probably going to come after me now. But anybody who steps into the ring with me, they're in for a fight.
Now, one thing I got to tell the fans that I found very interesting. Since your return to the RCW arenas, we've noticed a style change in you. A very unique mix of wrestling, hard style wrestling, and a bit of MMA stuff. And at first, people weren't sure what to think, but obviously this success is working for you because you've stymied a lot of opponents and you've climbed right to the top.
Yeah, well, as everybody would know, I quit wrestling a while ago, and to keep myself occupied and not go insane in my downtime, I did join an MMA gym and started training into that. Jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, amateur-style wrestling. And unfortunately, that got the itch even worse, and I had to get back in the ring with it. But I gained a lot of new skills in that downtime, and obviously it's paid off, as I am now the British Commonwealth Champion.
Well, you know what? Tonight, you have, I believe, Ugg is going to be coming after you tonight, and obviously it's going to be a hard-fought battle. But I've got to ask, in the back of your mind, everything, the atmosphere in the locker room here is one of unsure. Tonight, you're the owner of RCW, is going to put up the company, and if he loses, Slammer and his collective will be running the show. And I know you have no affiliation with Slammer. You're fighting Ugg, who's one of the Slammer boys. What is that feeling that you may be under the thumb of a Slammer if he wins tonight?
It's not maybe. My very first match in RCW, I beat Slammer. Tonight's, I'm going to beat Ugg. If that doesn't annoy them, then nothing will. And with them in charge, they're going to be out for my head. So I'm just going to have to keep doing what I'm doing and keep kicking.
Now, you know what? You've been quite the loner. Is there any chances that you might have to find your own faction or group to run with in doing all this?
If it comes up, sure. I'm a nice guy. You can come and talk to me. We actually have one of my old stablemates in Markey, a little throwback to us being the Disciples of Darkness some 6-7 years ago. But we're just talking a bit now, just friends. So if something comes up, sure. If not, I'm not worried. I'll stick to my guns and, like I just said, keep kicking.
Well, there you have it, folks. A very determined and a very upright champion we have in our Commonwealth champion, Strife. Strife, we want to wish you the best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you after tonight's card, see how your challenge went with Ugg, and at the end of the night, maybe get some words to see how the atmosphere has changed or not within the RCW locker room. Well, you know what? It is a big test for Christian Strife. This is his first defense. He has been going gangbusters since his return in RCW. Ugg, a big scary man, but you know what? Ugg always seems to be the kind of follower. He's always the partner. I have yet to see Ugg take that extra step to break out as an individual single star, and I'm not quite sure he's ready for that level of breaking out as a championship right now. Strong, capable. I just think there's just a few more ingredients that he's going to have to put together before he does that big breakout. So I'm going to look at Strife definitely retaining his belt. I notice in our second match, we have a very interesting three-way match. Now we have Dead Zone, that crazy mask guy with the worst entrance music I've ever heard.
I love his entrance music.
I have no idea who Blutato Eli is.
Blutato Eli, he's actually debuted last month here in Edmonton, worked in Springbrook just past weekend and Calgary. This is his fourth match here with the promotion.
Now, do you know this guy at all?
He was tag team partnered with Mutato last
month.
That's
what I was going to ask. Is there a connection with Mutato that I don't know about?
There's a connection. He is a tag team partner of Mutato, who is weirdly absent from this card. He's usually at almost every Edmonton show, but on his own tonight in a triple threat against also Barricade.
A Barricade, that's like two or three guys.
So, like, you got to look. You got the tiny little Dead Zone. You got a Mutato who's 255, not a small dude. And then you got a really big dude at 400 pounds and Barricade. I don't know how this could go. I could see Dead Zone picking up a quick. If Mutato and Dead Zone can team up and take Barricade on the mat, and then he can. I could see Dead Zone maybe stealing a win in this because he is a wily little dude.
You know what? I was thinking that along the lines of if Barricade goes out and can manage to make this a quicker match,
This
favors him. But as the match goes on, his cardio is not available. Well, he's a 400-pound man. His cardio is not going to be anywhere near his smaller competitors.
I think Dead Zone really can outspeed both these men and get them tired and maybe steal a victory somewhere.
You know, I'm thinking that if Lutato and Barricade go at each other tooth and nail and almost take each other out, Dead Zone picks the bones.
Yeah, he's known for sneaking the outside, letting people do dirty work, and then coming in and stealing the win. I've seen him do it a couple times.
Well, that's going to be an interesting one. Let's go on to our third match. An interesting tag team of Cameron Stevens, the young rookie up and coming, Tiger Ellie, just fresh off of losing the Commonwealth belt, teaming together to take on a very large and very experienced team in Zach Mercury and Red Thunder.
Yeah, you got Zach Mercury and Red Thunder. The experience there between those two is, that's a lot of years in wrestling and a lot of stuff, you know, like Tiger only a few years into this business on himself, and Cameron only just starting out. He's in his first, you know, he's in his rookie year for this in the business. So, Tiger coming off the loss, that's a lot of fire to really want to win and really prove himself again, and you start getting himself back into a title picture. Being that he has lost, he's out of the title picture now. I think he's going to want fire to really get that win, get it back. But experience, I think it's going to go with Thunder and Mercury. Just because Thunder, he's been playing dirty as of late, as like starting in Springbrook, when he gave a low blow to Cameron Stevens blatantly in front of the referee and got himself disqualified, you know he doesn't care anymore. He's just, he'll do what he needs to win. I'm pretty, Zach Mercury was the same way.
Well, you know what? I'm going to, for once, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to go with the youth here. I'm going to say that Red Thunder has proven a few times to be a slightly injury prone, especially around the ankles. Zach Mercury, an extremely tall guy. You got to wonder about knees. Guys that big, knees and ankles always tend to be a sore point.
Very true.
I'm thinking Tiger Ali, very big, strong. If he capitalizes on these veterans things.
Tiger, big and strong, but he's actually the smallest guy in this match.
I know, and that's very interesting. I think tonight might be a bit of an upset. I think we might see the veteran or the veteran teams go down to the up-and-comers. In our fourth match in, this is the match that has been billed in a lot of places. It's not the main event, but it's definitely a focal point tonight. We're talking about Steven Styles, the owner of RCW, putting up his whole company versus Bryce the Slammer Sova, who's going to retire, who loses his job as a wrestler if he doesn't win, but will win the company. This is crazy, Andre. We could go from what we've known RCW tomorrow to having the Slammer Collective deciding what goes down here.
Well, I've been saying it from since this match was announced last month. After tonight, this is going to become Slammer Collective Wrestling. Simple as that. Slammer's abilities in the ring, he's that good. He said it in a promo just today online that was on, went online. He started the same time as Styles, but he pushed harder. He's worked harder. He's done everything harder and worked that much harder than Steven Styles. Steven Styles bought his own company to make sure he was working in the rest of his. Where Bryce Slammer Sova has done so much, and he's proved himself, proved how good he is. Nothing against Steven Styles, but I have to go with Slammer here. Also, due to the X factors of Thaddeus and Ugg, if Styles retains, we keep the status quo. But if the chances are very low, in my opinion, because just with the ability of Slammer and what he has behind him, it's just hard to see him not losing, like not winning this match.
Hey, folks, we're at RCW Voltage tonight. A man in a very interesting position, Slammer. You have made a lot of noise. You've made a lot of fans, but you've also, through some controversial videos, brought yourself some controversy. But tonight, you force Steven Styles into a very interesting situation. Should he lose tonight, he loses the company to you. Should you lose tonight, wrestling loses the Slammer.
And with this, I've faced a lot of big names over the years. I've had a lot of credible opponents. This may actually be potentially be the biggest match of my career. I have spent over 10 years bleeding, breaking my back, doing everything humanly possible to try to build up RCW. I've offered the best advice I can. I've always done what I've been given. I've worked my ass off. And then you see time and time again, shitty booking, bringing in some useless old has-beens, just some terrible workers that are willing to do ring crew, all get brought in, and they don't belong on the card. They wreck the realism for everyone. The biggest culprit of this is my opponent tonight. He doesn't look like a wrestler. He's never seen a gym a day in his life. You know, he's a big, tough guy. I give it to that. He's still 300-pound monster. He has possibly the best track record in RCW history. Coincidentally, maybe he's the boss and books himself against some easily beatable opponents.
17-time champion.
17-time tag team champion. Former Canadian champion. His credentials technically speak for themselves. I'm honestly right now in probably the best shape of my life. I've been doing nothing but training, eat, sleep, and breathe the destruction of Steven Styles. I've been told they've had a lot of controversial promos out there. Well, honestly, this has been the one time I'm not talking like, well, this is 230 pounds of pure nuclear bicep. I've been speaking from the heart. I've meant every single word I said. Steve, I both love you and I hate you at the same time. Our friendship has meant so much to me, but bred so much bitterness. There's so much discontent there, man. I seriously feel like you're disrespecting the sport I love. You go out there in your t-shirt, your shorts. You can't even be seen in a pair of tights. I'm not taking away from anyone that can rock that. Like Kevin Owens, you're the man. You're actually in shape. You can go. Squig's blowing up from his entrance. Bit of history. We've been in the business almost the same amount of time. I believe him 14 years. I've been about 16. My initial trainer, the Mauler, got me hooked up with Steven Styles. And through him, I got hooked up with Tex Gaines, who's the guy who trained Steve in the first place. The biggest difference, as I've stated in a promo already, is he got weeded out. He could not finish training. He did some basic training. He doesn't know a wrist lock from the hole in the ground. Like I don't think I've ever really seen a wrestling move out of him. To each their own, they all have a different style, but I believe he brings a lot of disrespect to this sport. I have not always necessarily been the greatest employee. I have done everything to spite him at every angle. He's the laughing stock of every company in town. Like we have a great show with some of the most talented roster around, some of the most diverse, great guys. But it just feels like he's not putting it together. Our draws are dropping, and I'm here to take over. And as I said, I'm here to make RCW great again.
Now, one of the fears that's floating around the locker room is, if Slammer wins, do we still have a job? Am I not been a friend of the collective? Does that mean I'm an automatic enemy? Does that mean if I've ever said anything out of turn that there's a target on my back? Are you really looking to make the company better or just make the company better for Slammer?
I feel what's best for me is best for the company.
Well, there you have it, folks. Very interesting match tonight. We'll be watching this one. Who knows? I may have to be an employee of the Slammer Collective next week, for all I know. So I hesitate to say good luck, but good luck, sir.
Luck won't be needed. Tonight will be a match of absolute dominance. The only luck needed will be the backs of the paramedics hauling out Steven Styles. Them, this entire locker room, you, Mac, Ennis in the locker room. Good God, I love you, bro. You will all hail Slammer.
Fans are backstage here at RCW Voltage. Have a chance to talk to one of the guys who's in a very key match. It may not be the main event, but in a lot of fans' minds, this is a match that can decide the future of RCW going forward. I'm, of course, talking to current owner, Steve Waschuk, who you know as Steven Styles. Steven, tonight, you have put your company on the line against Slammer. And we've talked in the past. There's been a brewing of personal animosity between you and Slammer. And it's gotten you mad, and you've said things, and he said things. But recently, Slammer has gone very, very far, had some extremely insulting and degrading things to say about you, has carried on even to the point where fans were complaining about his behavior and some of the things he's been saying. How does this affect you right now? How are you feeling going into this match?
I'm here tonight for one reason, that's to save this company. For the last 6 months, all I've heard is Slammer Collective, Hail Slammer. These people have spent their hard-earned money to come here to see real Kane wrestling. Slammer wants a fight. Well, I'm not coming to wrestle, because you know what? I ain't the best wrestler, but I'm coming to fight. I guarantee you, when this match is done, Slammer will be gone off to wherever he wants to be, retired, and I'll still be in charge of this company to bring Alberta the best wrestling we can bring. Because why? Because RCW is number one in Alberta, number one in the fans' hearts, and Slammer's going to learn tonight that I've made this company, I bleed this company, this is my life.
Well, you know what? I don't want to sound insulting here, but what happens if Slammer does win? What happens to RCW, and does that make you an employee of Slammer's, or do you quit? What happens?
I don't even want to think about that, but if by some chance Slammer does pull off a win tonight, I guess I work for Slammer now, but I'll make his life a living hell. He thought he made mine a living hell. I'll be an employee, but I'll be the most evil employee he's ever wanted. So either way, Slammer's in for a long, hard night. Win or lose, I'll make his life a living hell.
Well, you know what? Hopefully we're going to be able to talk to you after the matches, and hopefully we're going to be talking to a triumphant Stephen Styles. Hopefully RCW, this great company that we've been working here for a while, hopefully it goes on. I don't want to be personally part of the Slammer Collective Wrestling Society or whatever garbage he's going to put on, but good luck, Steve, and we hope we talk to you with good news after the match.
Thank you very much. Make sure to watch this match, because I guarantee you I'll walk out a winner, and Slammer's going to go home with his bags packed, and we won't have to hear about the Slammer Collective anymore.
I find myself at a very strange position here. I find myself deciding what is the lesser of two evils out of this.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of Stephen Styles. I've never been. But at the same time, the Collective is dangerous, they're corrupt, and I'm not sure if I want to be in a company that these guys are the guys deciding the thing.
Just for me, I'm worried. If Slammer wins, do I have a job after this? That's what a lot of wrestlers also have to look at, is what does the future hold? Or so, like, the backstage personnel, the in-ring staff, like myself, like you, do we have a job after this? Just Slammer, are they going to clean house? Is it going to be all new, a bunch of new people? That's also the scary part if Slammer wins this match, which I'm sorry to say, I have to believe he does.
You know what? I see that fear, and that's why I'm going to say I do not want Slammer to win, simply in the fact they're a corrupt organization. There are so many people who have worked so hard, from support staff to wrestlers, to the people that come in here. I don't want them to be on the whim of the Collective, of if they stay or if they go, if they kiss enough ass to the Slammer Collective to be here. I'm not going to kiss ass. If I have to leave, that's fine. I will not be happy, but I do not want to be part of the Slammer rule.
For me, I love wrestling. I just don't. I'd be worried. I'd be scared to work for the company, honestly. I'd be actually pretty scared working for them. Will I continue? If he stays here and he offers me a job, probably, because I love this business, but it's scary to see what the future could be with him in charge. Don't get me wrong, I would love to see Steve Styles stay the owner, because then I know I still have a job next month, but I don't know what's going to happen. This is a tough match to call. It's just, I look at what Slammer brings to the table versus Styles. I think it's Slammer.
You know what? I want to forget all that nonsense for a minute and focus on something for me that's been a dream match since I first started looking at other companies besides PWA. Back in the day, I was a big PWA fan. I've known Marky for a long time. I one time went to a Monster Pro match, was not very happy with most of the card, but one person stuck out in my mind, and it was this fellow Knight. And I continued to see Knight in many matches, and I, like I think many people, drew very... very many comparisons between these two. Tonight, believe it or not, Andre, this is the first time these two have ever stepped in the ring with each other. I talked with Marky earlier. He sees it as fans knowing that this is an indie dream match in Edmonton. I believe the same. I believe Knight and Marky are going to have a hell of a collision tonight. I'm not even going to pick this. Both of these men are very close personal friends of mine. They're both very much different guys. And I am just going to enjoy this for what it is. One of the best matches I think I'm going to see in a while.
Yeah, I don't. It's the ability between both these men. I don't even know who to pick in this. Marky, especially coming in here, he's only got one lot. Like, he won all three matches last month. He's 1-1 so far this month. That was a title match he lost, but like the steam he has coming into this company, doing so well. But Knight, he's this guy that the abilities he has. Pull something crazy out of somewhere. He is crazy. This man is legitimately crazy. You never know what he's going to do. So, to me, this is just... I've watched Knight for years now. So good in the ring. Marky, one of the best guys I've ever watched wrestle in this business. I'm just going to sit there. I'm going to ring announce that stuff. I'm going to sit down in a chair, and I'm just going to enjoy like every other fan in this audience. I don't know who to pick.
Fans are backstage here at RCW Voltage. We're going to take the chance to talk to Knight. Knight, tonight you're facing a guy who, over the years, many people have compared you guys, and you've been like a dream matchup that's never happened. Tonight you go in against Marky, who, as I understand, you've never faced before.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'd never even been on a show with him before, and So being in the ring with him for the first time will be interesting for sure. The thing is, when I broke into the business, he was headlining in a rival company, and as I was coming up, he was headlining, and I headlined, and we just never had the opportunity to have our paths cross. I mean, working shows all over Western Canada, and just some, by fate's chance, we never actually hooked up against each other. So tonight, I'm actually looking forward to the challenge. Like you said, a lot of people used to compare me or try to judge me with him, and I tried to get away from that. I tried to diversify myself, and I think tonight will be a perfect example of the difference between us, but also the similarities of what we bring to the ring every night in our pure talent and raw ability.
I've got a chance backstage here to talk with Marky. Mark, first of all, a little disappointment not getting a chance to fight Marty Jannetty.
Yeah, that would have been cool. He was like one of my heroes growing up, and although we lost the nostalgia effect that was going to be kind of running the night, it's still RCW, still the best locker room around, still guys is going to give it 110%, so it's still going to be one hell of a show.
Now, I noticed you went to the front office and you demanded if you couldn't have Marty Jannetty, you wanted a very tough competitor, someone that you felt was up to your snuff and caliber, and they delivered with Knight. Wrestler, you're never sure when he's coming in as a good guy, bad guy. Is he going to be scientific? Is he going to try and tear your head off? But regardless, he's a guy who really knows how to wrestle.
It will be nice not wrestling a guy that's like 50 years old with no ankles, so there's that. But no, Knight, we've both been around a really long time, both run this territory for a long time, and we've actually never been in the ring together, so it's going to be kind of cool. There was in our early days, there was a lot of comparisons with the companies we worked for at the time, like... And I think it's almost like kind of like an Edmonton indie wrestling dream match almost. So a couple fans in the crowd are going to be pretty looking forward to seeing what happens, and everybody else is going to get a good match.
Well, you know what? It's ironic you say that, because 5 years back on our show, that was one of the dream matches we kept pushing. Wouldn't it be awesome to see Marky taking on Knight, two guys in totally separate companies that never seem to collide? Tonight, very much a dream match for people who follow all the companies. Obviously, you've got to feel this one's yours.
Oh, I'm always confident. I mean, I consider myself one of the best around, so every time I walk in the ring, it's nothing but confidence. I never expect to lose. I'd be not the championship attitude I've been known to have. And, yeah, it's just great coming to RCW, and they're feeding me former WWE guys that wrestled on Monday Night Raw this week. I got to fight them the other day in Springbrook. Guys I've never fought before, like Cobra Kai, Scott Justice, and now, yeah, dream match, me and Knight. Like, a lot of fans are looking forward to it, and it's Knight and it's not wrestling the same guy every show for 6 months.
Now, one thing I want to ask, and I know that the atmosphere in the locker room is a little strange tonight. Tonight could mean the turning point for RCW. Things might not be the same as of tomorrow. If Slammer and the Collective manage to come out on top, Slammer is going to be your boss, and obviously you guys are not friends, and obviously this has got to be a bit of concern that guys like you and some of the champions who don't follow the Collective might have targets on their backs.
Yeah, I'll just roll with the punches. To be honest, me and Slammer have never been in the ring together, so I don't know how he feels about me. I don't know how I feel about him. So whether it's Styles or Slammer, whatever they call themselves, we'll see what happens. But I'm still so new here. I'm still so fresh, whether it's a change of ownership or not. Like, I'm just showing up, wrestling, drinking a beer, getting paid, and leaving, man. I'm just here to have fun, and no matter who's running this company, it's still going to be a lot of fun, so I can't wait to see what happens to that main event tonight.
And let's go now to the main event. The prodigal son, Scott Justice, putting his belt up, the RCW Heavyweight Championship, against former champion Big Jess Youngblood. We have a guy here who has really worked hard, made his way to the top against a guy who destroyed everyone originally to get to the top. And now...
Stealing bikes.
Bannock bombing people into the subconscious. I don't know. All I know is Big Jess Youngblood, I have never met a man with a bigger chip on his shoulder. And tonight, he really wants to take that belt. And he really wants to hurt Scott Justice.
I saw him eat that chocolate chip right off his shoulder. But... these two have warred before, they're warring now, and they will go to war again in the future. These two are going to be people that are two guys that are going to be fight forever in wrestling. Like, Big Jess attacked Scott Justice in Calgary last November, got himself suspended, also getting injured, couldn't appear
last month. He's here tonight getting his title shot. Scott Justice wants this match because he's mad about being attacked in November. I don't know. If I was in Scott Justice's shoes, I wouldn't want this match. I wouldn't have been asking for this. This is nothing but craziness. Like, it's...
I see what you mean, but you know what? I think what you're forgetting here is Scott Justice is a smart guy. Jesse Youngblood is pure emotion. And all Scott has to do is use that to his advantage. I'm sure he can walk out of here with the belt and a good showing by just playing off of Jesse's anger and his obviously prone to destructive behavior.
And now that Scott Justice has fought, the one-winged angel is now with him. She can play a huge factor in this. Like, she has played a factor in other matches she has wrestled recently. So
just like Funny Bones just took out the one-winged angel, I'm afraid that Jesse Youngblood will not hesitate to slap the taste out of her mouth.
If distraction there, he attacks her, that could be an opening for Scott Justice to win this match.
True. Fans, got a chance to talk to the man who will be challenging the RCW heavyweight champion tonight. Mm. Talking about former champion, Big Jess Youngblood. Jess?
Yeah.
Big challenge tonight. You may walk away champion.
You say that like there's a doubt in your mind that I'm not going to be walking out with that title.
I've seen how much of a destructive force of nature you are.
Absolutely. And tonight is not going to be any different.
Now, if I could just tell you the analysis that we broke down between the two of you guys. Giant kudos on strength and emotion, but sometimes it seems you give in a little too much to emotion. Is there a chance that Scott may be able to manipulate you into going too far and taking the match?
No, because a lot of people think I lost my cool. I knew exactly what I was doing last month. No, that was November when I destroyed him. Dropped him on his head 3 times. I knew what I was doing. That was calculated. You understand? Everything I do, I know what I'm doing.
Well, you know what? Tonight it'll be an interesting matchup. I know one thing. Have you felt the weirdness in the locker room this whole potentially tomorrow you might not be working for RCW. You might be working for the Slammer Collective. That's got to weigh somewhat in your mind, too.
Oh, absolutely, because I'm really concerned who's paying my goddamn money. All I care about is I don't care about the name on the check. I just need to get my check. I don't care if Slammer's running it. I don't care if Squig's running it. It really doesn't matter to me as long as I'm getting my money at the end of the night and the winner's bonus, which I always get because I beat everybody up. So whatever. Those two kids can have fun beating each other up. I don't know. I hailed Slammer once. I think everybody hails Slammer once or twice in their life. People make bad decisions. It happens. I don't care. I really don't care who wins tonight.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to wish you the best of luck. I know you don't usually take luck from us, but any last thing you want to throw out to the fans of Scott Justice?
Yes, fans.
Fans, we are standing here backstage at RCW Voltage. I have a chance to talk to the RCW heavyweight champion, Scott Justice. Scott, tonight you face a guy who's come at you from many directions, who's tried very hard to hurt you, just like he's tried to hurt pretty much anyone he's gotten into the ring with. I'm talking about former champion Big Jess Youngblood.
Big Jess won't be the first, and he won't be the last that's trying to put me out. Last night, after the match with me and Marky, Jess hit the ring, and now we're here tonight in Edmonton. Big Jess, I told you last night, you step into the ring with me, the one-winged angel is calling your name, and you will fall to me.
Well, you know what? Our analysts took a look at both of you guys, put together your strengths and weaknesses. One of the things that was obviously your biggest strength is you're a lot more analytical and a lot more of a thoughtful wrestler, while Jess tends to ride sometimes a little too much on emotion. Is the game plan to keep your cool and force him into pretty much defeating himself?
When you become a man who has absolutely nothing to lose, you become a very dangerous person, and I am at that level. I've been at that level for a very long time, so we'll see.
Well, you know what? We want to wish you the best of luck, champ. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to you after, and you will still be the champ. Any last words you want to throw out to Jess Youngblood before you get in there?
No.
Well, you know what? Obviously, we have a great card tonight. 6 big matches. I'm looking forward to getting there. You know, Andre, if you got a minute after the matches, we'll talk and see how things turned out. Tell the fans. And excellent. So let's look forward tonight. Any one last thing you want to throw to the fans?
No, just if you're not here, if you weren't at the show, you should have been. Come out next month. Calgary, and Calgary is on March 10th, Springbrook's March 11th. Here is 2 weeks later on the Saturday, or I don't know the venue yet, but you got to see these shows. That's some of the best wrestling you got. In 6 months, all these guys can be signed to WWE. If you want to see them now, you got to see them now.
All right, fans, RCW...
Voltage,
not Overdrive, and I'm not going to say what.
That up. That was the Thursday show.
I'm not going to bug you, buddy. You know what? This was a great show tonight. Solid up and down.
I thought six strong matches. And there was three really, really standout matches tonight. And Steven Styles was part of one of them.
You know what? Put that in a wow category, hey? A lot of great matches, including a big surprise that we're going to talk about at the end of the show here. First of all, we start off with Strife. The new... Commonwealth Heavyweight Champion comes out and defends against Ugg. For me, this was a great match because, one, it showed the versatility of Strife. Strife coming out and facing such a large opponent as Ugg really legitimized that this guy is a contender within the heavyweight ranks.
Oh, for sure. Like, he's only 180 pounds, but he fought Ugg like he was 250 pounds. And... I'm very impressed with Strife. But now Christian, he's now the savior of strikes, Christian Strife.
Fans are backstage here with the Commonwealth champion, Strife. Strife tonight taking on Ugg. Great showing and showing off a dynamic finishing maneuver. Where'd you pull that out from? And you got to feel good, still champion.
I feel great, still champion. And... honestly, it just came off the fly. Anybody that's been seeing my matches knows I've been using the go to sleep for a while. Ugg being Ugg, I don't know if I could have gotten him up enough. So I just thought, I need a backup plan. I need something else I could hit him with. And that's just what I came up with.
Well, you know what? What's really exciting here, not only is it one of your first title defenses, but this was a great test for you. I mean, Ugg is a very large man, you know. It showed that the champion really has a lot going for him.
Absolutely. Like you saw right at the start of the match, he almost killed me. I was fighting just to survive in there, but that's what I want. That's what I need. That's what's going to bring this championship prestige, and that's my goal here, is to make this the most prestigious championship, not in Alberta, in all of Canada, North America, the world, the universe, the galaxy, anywhere. I just want to make it and myself the best.
You know what, Strife? Obviously now you're in the spotlight a little bit more. I'd like you to take this opportunity to send out social media contacts where fans can get a hold of you, fans can find out where you're booking, or even bookers can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Twitter is @StrifeZard. Same thing on Facebook. I don't think I have Instagram or any of that.
I'm not even sure what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I turned 30, so that makes me old, so I'm officially out of touch with everything. Thankfully, it's disciplined me enough to stay in the gym and keep this title. I'm on Reddit with StrifeZard. That's about all I got, really.
Excellent. Well, you know what, fans? Feel free to drop Strife a note. He's obviously winning a lot of fans and impressing a lot of people with his hard-hitting and very unique style.
I just wanted to make a mention of that, too, that when I walked into that ring, that was a hostile crowd. Everyone I walked in front of, hail Slammer, hail Slammer, hail, hail. I didn't have a friend in the entire building. Got in there, I just did my thing, I kicked Ugg. At the end, when I really kicked him there, they saw the light. They came over to my side.
And I did hear no hail slammers as you left.
Neither did I. Thank you.
You know what I found really interesting was, he told me this, I interviewed him earlier. He said, walking in, how hostile was the crowd? All he walked into was tons of hail slammer, hail slammer. He said he took a beating at the end of that match. You know what? He walked out. There was not one hail slammer. He had won the crowd.
No, that crowd was cheering for him at the end, yes. There's a big, because it is Ugg, one of the members of the collective. And don't get me wrong, Ugg had a great match. He, like, honestly, the best he's looked in singles in a long time working with Strife. These guys going back and forth. Those kicks from Strife, though, they're lethal. That's why he's the savior of strikes or whatever it is. But he's just, it was just phenomenal. And I thought it was a great opener. Like, you all, on every card, you want to see that first one really kick the crowd up. It did. It got them hot, and they were hot for the rest of the night.
You know what? It was a great match. You know, maybe I underplayed Ugg a little bit in our pre-show. He did really look good out there tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Strife, however, phenomenal. Looking forward to seeing much more from these two individuals. But you know what? Excited about the Commonwealth champion. Fighting spirit. You know, very good with the Japanese fighting spirit.
Well, I was even saying once Marty Jannetty got canceled from this weekend, I was saying hashtag Marky versus Strife. I'm still supporting that. I still want Marky versus Strife. And now for the British Commonwealth Championship.
You know what? Let's go on to the second match. Okay, we were misinformed. We were told that Dead Zone was going to be in this match. He was not. Instead, he was replaced with
the old man, Iron Man Ironside.
Iron Man Ironside taking on, I believe it was Barricade and
Blutado Ely.
Blutado Ely. Interesting match. A lot of contrast. It was interesting to see that, you know what? Barricade weathered a continuous storm. Ironside was actually rather upset with the fans. Yet there was at least a five-minute run there where he had complete control of both of his opponents. And it was only once.
He had gotten Barricade onto the outside and duped him in, got him hurt, and he went in, worked with Ely, beat down Ely for a while, and every time Barricade would go to get up, he'd run and hit a baseball slide and knock him back down and go back to beating up Mumblutato.
You know what, for a while there, I thought actually Ironside was going to win this. One slip up, and you can't slip up with a man as big as Barricade. No. Barricade comes in, avalanches everybody, it's over.
Yeah, tosses Iron Man to the outside, and it's surprising. Usually, he's the one getting beat. Tonight, he escaped the beating in the end, and Blutado ended up taking that big belly to belly slam and Barricade your winner. Moving on up.
You know what? Let's move on to the third match. A very interesting tag team of Zach Mercury, the Universe. Sorry,
the Universe,
and teaming up with Red Thunder. And taking on the young team of Tiger Ali, fresh off his loss of the Commonwealth title, and Cameron.
I enjoyed this match. Tiger's always impressive. Cameron looked really good in here, I thought. But, Thunder, the way he is, he cheats like crazy. But every time one of his opponents does something even close to illegal, he freaks out, starts yelling at the ref. He's doing this, he's doing that. And I just love him so much.
You know what? He's really growing over the years. Obviously, he's mutated his character and grown and changed and evolved. And he's an extremely fun guy to watch right now. He may not be able to keep up with the athleticism of some of the younger guys, but he definitely has the ring psychology.
But that ring experience, that is what can make up. You can be the fastest, the best guy in the ring, but if you don't have if you're that much out of the same experience this guy has, you got no chance almost. And again, they proved it tonight with picking up the win.
Fans, I am standing here with a guy who I have not seen for a while. We've had him at least a year ago on the show. I'm talking about the Universe, Zach Mercury. Zach, where have you been and what have you been up to?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you finally get it right and emphasize the U on Universe. And second of all, it matters not where the Universe has been, because the Universe is from every angle, everywhere. The fact that I have not graced my presence in RCW is meaningless compared to now that I am back in RCW and the path of destruction that the Universe will cause and capture as much gold as this company holds.
Now, fans who want to keep up more with Zach Mercury, how do they get a hold of you social media? What kind of contacts you get out there?
The Universe embraces social media more than most wrestlers on the scene. You can find my Twitter at made for the number 4 TV. Merc, M-E-R-C. And you can also hit up Facebook page, The Universe, Zach with a C-K for don't forget that, no C-H business, Zach Mercury. You can follow, you can add, you can find The Universe all over social media, and you can come to RCW and witness for yourself the absolute destruction that will fall upon RCW as Zach Mercury gathers the gold.
You know what? Let's move on to what... There were some great matches, but I'm sorry, the match of the night for me.
Oh, for sure.
Markey taking on Knight. Crazy match. The fans totally into both sides. In the end, Markey picking up the win, but... Boy, you know, just a hair's breadth away from Knight walking out.
That was a split crowd. Like, at one point, I was convinced Knight had the three, and he didn't. I was like, I almost myself started yelling at the ref, going, that was, I was ready to start yelling, that was three. Because I swear, it was like a millimeter from the mat when Markey kicked out. There's just so much. That leg, at one point in this match, they end up fighting on the outside, and Knight gets the steps, puts Markey over there, goes back in the ring, and slingshots himself over, coming down with a leg drop onto Markey on the steps. That looked like it killed. That wasn't even a finish. It was crazy.
Fans, the matches are over. I got to tell you guys, you had probably one of the best matches of the night. I'm talking to Knight here. Knight, you took on Markey. The crowd was blown away. You lost, but let's face it, you were so close. This could have went any way at the end. Were you surprised at what happened out there?
Well, honestly, you could feel it in the building. As soon as we both got out there, they were already chanting back and forth for each of us, and that both of you chant. I've just never heard that in the ring when I was in the ring before. I thought it was pretty interesting. And then I think we lived up to their expectations by the time we got through with that match, and I truly, honestly believe we both left it all out in the ring, so I have nothing to be ashamed of. You know, maybe next time I come out on top, so.
Now, are you looking for next time? Because I talked with Mark, and he's like, he was so impressed with you. He's like, I would love to face this guy again.
Absolutely. I think we just scratched the surface of what we're capable of. So, obviously, in the future, I would like the opportunity to get back and get a victory over him.
Fans, we have just finished RCW Voltage. One of the highlight matches of the night, and you know what? I have been pumping this match since I've seen it. You did not fail to deliver. Markey, you took on Knight. Incredible match, extremely close. You come out with the victory, but I got to tell you, I want more, and I want to see you guys in there again.
I can see why everybody's compared to us for our entire careers, and like I said, like this is a shoot. I just met him for the first time yesterday. We've never been in the ring together before tonight. We've never even locked up. We never trained. We were never even on the same show, well, besides yesterday in Calgary. But this weekend's the first time we were ever on the same shows together. And I can see why everybody compared us for so many years. And I can see why everybody wanted to see this match so much. And we went in there feeling each other out at the beginning. And then we just went to town. And, man, like, I'm super happy I got the win. But my hat's off tonight, man. He is a 10 out of 10 in my books.
Were you surprised that he took it to you in a style that was very much like yours?
No, with all the comparisons over the years, it's almost what I was expecting. Like, you try to watch tapes or ask your friends, like, ooh, what's this guy like, what's that guy like? You kind of know his style, but really this one, it was like almost like a mirror match. So, yeah, and like you said, you want more, I want more, he wants more, let's do it again.
You know what? Incredible match. I really hope that we see these guys down the road. Again, I want more Markey and Knight together because these guys are incredible.
I would like to see a tag team, the Markey Knights.
You know, that also is something, but I first want to see a little bit more of them together fighting. Moving on.
And Markey did win that match.
And Markey did win. Moving on, we're looking at definitely a... one of the focal matches of the night, and I know a lot of people are invested in this one, Steven Styles putting his company against Slammer. Slammer loses, Slammer is gone, Slammer wins, he owns the company. Tremendously good match, and you know what? Listen to the interviews we did pre with both guys. This was a very personal, serious thing. In the end, Steven Styles does win,
a very surprised Slammer having to retire. I talked to him, very emotional in the back, saying his goodbyes, going to keep his word about retiring. But I got to tell you, this is probably the best Steven Styles match I've seen in a while. Fans are backstage here. The match is over. Slammer, a surprise here. You did not beat Steven Styles. You did not take control of RCW. Instead, you find yourself unemployed, and the career of Slammer is over.
Wow. I gave this company 13 of my best years. I've done everything there is to do in RCW. I've carried it as champion. The mid heavyweight division. I've wrestled everyone there is to name. I've been fortunate enough to get booked against the likes of Mr. Kennedy, Sin Bodhi, a lot of the top names that come in locally. Some wars with Andrew Hawks, Big Jess, and tonight, honestly, one of my, despite losing a career highlight against Steven Styles, I really didn't think he had it in him. He went above and beyond anything I've ever seen him do in his entire career. I taunted him. I didn't think he could do it. I expected, honestly, to run over him like a train, and he took everything I had. He kept coming. I'm going to take some time to reflect, to regroup the collective, to even figure out if there's a future for the collective. Just deal with some life issues. Maybe see if there's some brighter ventures. It's all open for right now. I'm gonna take some personal time, heal up a few injuries. I'm planning on doing a classical physique show in June 17th. Show everyone in the bodybuilding world what slamming time's all about. And just, if in doubt, most importantly, if you need any collective shirts, feel free to message me on Facebook for the low cost of $20. They're now a collector's item. So that or a custom Slammer mask. I know I've gone out every week saying you disgust me, but honestly, I couldn't do it without you fans. I love you all. And just goodbye, man.
I'm really sorry, Slammer. This has been tough. You kept your word. You put on a great match tonight. Steven Styles did come ahead. I'm not even going to be dumb and say, oh, what's the immediate future hold? You know what? Down the road when things are getting together, always welcome to talk with you. I know the fans will want to know. And I know for a fact Slammer Collective shirts are going to be selling like crazy. So, fans, you know what? Get a hold of Slammer on Facebook. And we just want to wish you the best of luck and tell you that it was a great match.
Thank you very much, and honestly, I can damn well say that was the best Steven Styles match I've ever been seen in my entire life.
Before the match even started, Thaddeus introduces Slammer to the ring, and Slammer takes the mic.
He cuts a little insulting for you.
Yeah, well, a little bit, but whatever. The collective can go screw themselves at this point. But you have Slammer taking the mic and cut one of the best promos I've ever heard him cut, and he dedicated the match to Steven Styles' mother, who helped found this company. I couldn't believe it when I heard him say that.
Did you find it? I found it that interesting, but I found it a little tasteless at the end of the match, where once again he dedicated the move to her. It seemed a little bit to me a little facetious.
That's what Styles said. Styles said, "This is for you, Mom." Hit that Tower of London move and took a win with Slammer's own move.
No, I'm talking about when Slammer started saying that he dedicated this next move to.
Oh yeah. But then Steven Styles turned it around and ended up paying tribute to his mother in that match, and he killed him with that Tower of London for the win. So,
well, you know what, both guys came out of there extremely battered and bruised. Steven Styles winning, keeping control. I guess that is, I don't know what this says for the collective.
I still have a
job. Yes, but what does this say for the collective and the rest of the guys? We'll have to see down the road. I mean, without Slammer, they're kind of headless.
They're gonna have to start recruiting and see who they can to build this up.
Well, you know what? Let's get to the main event. Main event. We're gonna talk about it. And we're gonna talk about a shocking incident that happened after the main event. We have Scott Justice and Big Jess Youngblood. Now, this has been a feud brewing for a while. Youngblood has taken liberties with Justice before, tried to injure him severely.
Beat him the heck down in November there in Calgary to get this match, essentially. Got himself suspended for January.
Now, this ended up being a no DQ match. Scott Justice runs out and attacks Big Jess Youngblood from behind. Very hot opening. Takes control of the match really early. As the match progresses, some great power moves from both guys. Some incredible wrestling. But in the end, Scott Justice lifting up 330 pounds of Jesse Youngblood into the one-wing bridge.
He didn't technically do this on his own. The one-winged angel did get in the ring, get in front of Jesse when he was about to crush Scott Justice.
No, but he did the move on his own.
Yes, and she distracted him. He hit a super kick, and then I couldn't believe that he picked him up for the one-winged angel. Like, he was struggling, but he got him up there.
But when he slammed him down, it was so incredibly worth the payoff.
Brutal. It was great. Like, and Justice retaining that championship, looking phenomenal in that match.
And then, surprise, surprise, the lights go out. Music comes on. I recognize the music right away. Some people weren't sure what it was. Heavy metal interferes in the match. Kicks Scott Justice's manager in the face. Kicks Scott Justice in the face. Taunts Jesse Youngblood, which surprised me a bit. Then proceeds to steal the belt and walk out.
Yeah, that was it. Like, I did not ever expect to see this man back here after the shit that was gone down and the way everything that happened a couple years ago when he left. And I was shocked. It was crazy. And that super kick to the one-winged angel and then to Scott Justice, and to steal his championship, which was just huge. And the shirt he was wearing said RCW. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language, but
it was on the shirt, and we did have to point it out.
It was crazy. I couldn't. It's just wow. Looking forward to that program.
Fans backstage after the match is here with Big Jess Youngblood. Jess, you did not capture the title,
and
old friend or nemesis Heavy Metal comes in, makes his intentions, and takes the belt.
Yeah, you want to tell me what the hell that was about?
I have no clue.
You're looking at me like I have answers. I don't know what the hell this guy's doing back here. I haven't seen him since way back when. I haven't seen him since the friggin' Revolution days, man. And he comes in here? The fuck is this about?
I have no clue. But, you know, the bottom line, too, is Scott Justice still walks away with a belt. Well,
you want to get the fuck out of here right now? I can't deal with this right now. Get out.
Fans, we got a chance to go backstage here and talk with the RCW Canadian Heavyweight Champion, Scott Justice. Crazy night, Scott. You go in there, you defend your belt. What a crazy match with Big Jess Youngblood. You manage to pull off the one-wing angel on a humongous guy, but got to leave on a sour note with Heavy Metal coming out of nowhere, kicking your manager in the face, kicking you in the face, and then walking away with your belt.
What you fail to realize is she's more than just a manager. She... You know what, Heavy Metal? Now the one-winged angel calls your name. I can guarantee you will call to me.
Fans are backstage here. Voltage is done for RCW. I am talking to somebody who I had no clue I would be talking to. Out of nowhere, interferes in the main event. Are you even part of RCW? Heavy Metal, I have not seen you for a while. You come out, you lay out the champion's manager, you lay out the champion, you almost lay out Jesse Youngblood, you walk off with the RCW belt.
As far as I'm concerned, I am the new Real Canadian Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Scott Justice isn't the champion. Did you hear those people out there? They were chanting my name. The RCW people, they haven't forgot about me. Squig, if you want your championship back, you're going to have to pay up, pal. As long as you line my envelope, I'll show up anywhere you want, and I'll defend my new championship. But if you don't pay up, this belt's going everywhere with me. It's not coming back home.
Now, I know it's a little bit of a friction between you and Jesse Youngblood. You guys used to be friends, but what's going on there? He didn't look happy, and you didn't exactly look like you were being nice to him.
Jesse Youngblood lost his opportunity. I can't promise, had he have won that belt, that it would have been him on the other side of that super kick. Scott Justice, this is just collateral. This isn't about you. It's so much bigger than that. My agenda is unfolding, and a complete RCW takeover will happen. It's only a matter of time if I have my way about it.
Well, there you have it, fans. One of the most diabolical men we've known in a long time. Heavy Metal. It's going to be very interesting to see where this goes in the future. Tremendously fun card tonight. Looking forward to, you know, a lot of pages turned tonight. The Collective, pretty much destroyed. Up with the rise of Heavy Metal, the confusion of Scott Justice. And where does that put Jesse Youngblood? Well, I guess we're going to have to see as the weeks go on. Andre, thank you very much for your great ring announcing tonight. Thank you for being on the pre-show and the post-show, and we really appreciated hearing your comments.
Always happy to do it. Please, we'll be getting back to it. Geeking It will be available on Podbean and iTunes coming up soon. You can hit me up at That Canada Guy on Twitter.
You bet. Straight from Andre C's mother's basement, it will be Geeking Out. See you there soon, folks.
This month in Alberta Wrestling has been brought to you by the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network T-shirt store. Check out www.whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN for all the latest styles, colors, and sizes of some great T-shirts and help support the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. The Edmonton Sports Podcast Network is available on iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, and Google Play Music. For more information on the network, please check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at EdmontonSPN, or visit our website at EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.